Welcome to the Men on Purpose podcast, featuring dynamic conversations with emerging and established visionary men on purpose. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate the men on purpose who are committed, creative, courageous change makers all around the world. Now, here's the host of Men on Purpose, Emerald Greenforest.
And welcome back to another episode of the Men on Purpose podcast, where we celebrate men on purpose and provide our listeners all around the world with wisdom and immediately actionable steps to be more purposeful, powerful, and positive in their impact and their leadership. It's Emerald Greenforest back with you again today, and we are welcoming a very special guest, Dave Keenest. Dave has been coaching the lives of individuals and business owners since 2011 when he enrolled in the Accomplishment Coaching Coach Training Program, an International Coach Federation accredited program, where he spent an additional 3 years on the leadership development track, gaining graduate level training under the direction of multiple master certified coaches. Dave has currently accumulated over 2,000 paid client hours in his coaching practice and is committed to the transformation of human beings through the ontological coaching methodology, which is the study of being. He often combines that with practical, planet Earth-based spiritual awareness. Dave currently hosts two podcasts, one called Fascinating Talks, and another entitled Addiction and Redemption, Awakening to Your Hero's Journey. In the former, he interviews fascinating people from all walks of life, while the latter is his harrowing tale of all that he's been through. Dave is living proof that anything is possible for anyone, no matter what goals they set for themselves, and he stands for those he works with to be all that they can be. I met Dave a few months ago at the New Media Summit, and his pure presence is really what struck me. And then, of course, when I found out he was in the addiction and redemption zone, there was a real resonance and even greater resonance that we had for one another. And so it's really a pleasure to welcome you to the show today. Welcome, Dave.
Thank you so much for having me. It's really an honor.
So, Dave, I actually am feeling like for the highest good of our audience, it would really serve to maybe have a little conversation with you about your addiction and recovery, because it's such a potent, challenging journey to be on. And truthfully, my belief is that one of the star qualities that makes men on purpose is their level of clarity. And addiction, of course, is like the furthest end of the spectrum away from clarity. So talk to us a little bit about your addiction journey and how you found yourself on the path to clarity to become the man that you are today.
Well, I mean, good Lord, it's like, what wasn't I addicted to? I somehow found myself in the midst of an existential crisis of epic proportions back in the early 2000s. And it was one of those things that just sort of happened. And as a result of people and places and, you know, surroundings and whatnot, and all of a sudden I had found myself in the midst of this prison I had created for myself. And as soon as I realized I was in prison, then that makes getting out of it a challenge, to say the absolute very least. And, you know, I think all of us as human beings are presented with some sort of evolutionary challenge, like some fundamental challenge, which is why I call my podcast Awakening to Your Hero's Journey, because we all have something that we are here to overcome so as to access the infinite power of, I just very simply choose to call God, that lives within inside of us. And mine happened to be full-blown addiction, you know? So moving beyond that and having the spiritual awakening that I did have in a treatment center at 4 in the afternoon, mid to late July of 2007, opened the door for me to see life as just this magical playground of infinite possibilities.
Beautiful. I want to go deeper, Dave. I want to find out from you, like a little bit more specifically, can you point to anything in your own hero's journey, right? Where you were walking through life and things started to manifest that created those moments where you ended up making those choices and going down into those places. Are there things that you can serve our listeners with that will help them to maybe see that and be able to avoid it if it's, you know, a possibility, right?
I mean, sort of. It all goes back to things that happen when you're 2, 3, 4, 5 years old and messages that you internalize as a result of, you know, generally very well-meaning parents, you know, who are often misguided and just doing their lives. And those types of warning signs are, I mean, literally almost impossible to detect. I wish that there had been an off switch or a you have a choice in this matter switch or something, but it's kids who get into drugs. It's not adults. It's mostly kids. And you're dealing with an adolescent brain that doesn't have a fully developed prefrontal cortex, which is the judgment center. And, you know, by the time you're in your mid-20s, which is the time that most people really blossom into drug addicts and alcoholics, it's too late, you know? And so what you're really dealing with is, in a lot of ways, neurological programming, you know, neural pathways in your brain, neuroplasticity that only divine intervention can heal, if that makes sense. When I look back on my journey, there's absolutely no other way it could have gone. Like, it's all so perfect. I just see the divine at work in all of it. And some of us get the cosmic joke and some of us don't. And whichever way it falls for whichever person is perfect, you know, without getting into a big spiritual bypassing conversation.
Sure. Well, we don't want to do that. And, you know, one of the reasons that I actually started this show kind of stemmed out of my own journey with my son's addiction challenges. And in my family of origin, addiction was deep and wide, and I definitely went through my own addiction phase. But more particularly for me personally, I became very clear that, like, all of the relationships I had with men throughout my entire life were dysfunctional,
right,
addiction, abuse-based relationships. And so part of the divine intervention in my own life was to be very intentional about pulling up from the roots, like literally from the roots, myself, from the addiction patterning. And as a result of that, it created this incredible transit where my son and I went through this process that kind of spit us both out on the other side of a very big, challenging addiction time. He was addicted to pretty much everything as well, Dave. So I would like you to talk a little bit about the spiritual intervention. And in our case, the spiritual intervention was he literally tried to kill me. And thankfully, the spiritual intervention happened that didn't happen. And it was, in fact, a death. So if you could talk about your own divine intervention and also perhaps even talk about the deathing process, because I know you likely have something to say about that. There is a death to the old self that has to happen in order for the you that you are being now to become. So can you speak about that?
June 6, 2007, for whatever reason, I looked around, I weighed my options. I had been to treatment once. I'd been to detox 3, 4, 5 times. I had been frequenting various support groups that are readily available for everyone and not quite catching on, but slowly but surely listening more than I wasn't listening, if that makes sense. For whatever reason, on June 6, 2007, I had an opportunity to go to treatment center free of charge. And for, like I said, whatever reason, I said, yes. I said, okay. And what happened in that moment was it was a full-blown, unconditional surrender. And it was a complete and total, I'm whooped, I lost, right? I'm never going to win this stupid thing, ever. And this is going to take 1 month or 2 months or 3 months or 6 months or 9 months or 12 months or 2 years or maybe even 3 years. And I'm going to do it one day at a time. And I'm going to follow the traditional avenues that are readily available, those being the 12-step programs, you know, one in particular. And that was it. It required a complete and total willingness to start doing things in the complete opposite way that you are used to or that you want to. So it's all about contrary action. And when I use the word surrender, people equate the word surrender with passivity. And surrender is not passive. Surrender is active. It's an act of surrender. And you say, okay, God, higher power, he, she, it, the universe, whatever it is, I'm not in charge anymore. You're in charge. I surrender to you. And now you're going to tell me what to do via all these other people who I know who are doing the right things. And I'm just going to say yes. I'm just going to say okay. And when my ego gets in and does that thing that it wants to do, because it's the ego and it's ingenious, I'm going to get supported around that. And I'm going to continue to take contrary action. And that's really it. I mean, it's very, very, very simple. It's often very, very difficult.
Yeah. So I want to talk about the death process, because the taking the contrary action, as you're saying those words, contrary actions, that's where I hear the death process going on right there. Because like we set ourselves up, and I definitely want to hear you apply this to how you work with people in your coaching practice. In my mind, we set ourselves up in a certain way of being in the world, right? We have our map of the world and our patterns of behavior and our things that we do that keep the dynamic running, right? So my dad was an abusive alcoholic. Well, okay, great. So my first boyfriend was abusive and my second husband was an abusive alcoholic and drug addict. And, you know, all of these patterns just keep playing and playing and playing and playing until we do the surrender piece, which is really saying, in my mind, you're right. I can't win this game. Not only can I not win it, I'm really losing it, right? And I'm making the choice. I'm making the act of taking myself out of this and show me the path. And so when we take ourselves out of that, we die literally to that old self. So I want to hear about how you support your clients in making whatever transitions that you're helping them to make. I don't know whether you work with them around addiction or whether you work with them across a wide range of things and use your own methodology to do this process that allows them to transform and evolve. But I'd love to hear you talk a little bit about that right now.
I don't do any sort of addiction work at all. I mean, I do have a client occasionally who are in recovery, but for the most part, they've got multiple years under their belt because the type of coaching I do is fundamentally confrontational because of how transformational it is. It just really begins with creating an awareness for the person around how they're being. The type of coaching I'm trained in is ontological coaching, and ontology is the study of being. It's evolved into a new type of coaching called phenomenological coaching, which is really just cool stuff because it gets a person to relate to themselves and to see themselves as who they are as a phenomenon on planet Earth. So who are you as phenomenon, right? Take a look at the phenomenon of you. What is the phenomenon of you created, right? And what do you want that phenomenon to transform into? The cool part of the coaching is the what's in the way of the one phenomenon, the caterpillar becoming the butterfly. Like true transformational coaching, it's when a person's finished, they've become something that cannot be taken away. They've rewired themselves very, very literally. And so as far as like what I've been through, I just know that in the back of my head, I know anything's possible. You know, and if I got to throw in a little zinger of a story about something that happened to me this one day and what happened, what I had to do to get out of it, so as to enlighten them as to how their circumstances aren't nearly as powerful as they wish them to be, you know, so be it. It really just starts by, you know, for lack of a better expression, creating awareness around limiting beliefs and the stories people tell themselves about themselves and the stories that they turn into reality, which just aren't true, you know? And so distinguishing the difference between facts and interpretations and that sort of thing. And then there's always an outcome. You know, there's always like, if you wanted to double your business, tell me about the phenomenon of the person that makes twice as much money as you do now, right? And then, you know, there's obviously accountability and structure and stuff like that that fits in. Does that answer your question?
Totally. Yeah, totally. We're good. All right, Dave, we're going to take a short break. It's amazing how quickly these interviews go. And when we come back, we're going to talk about coaching and we're going to talk about making choices. And we'll be right back in just a few minutes. Right now, I want to thank all of our listeners who are downloading, rating, and reviewing. We've already had thousands of downloads from all over the world. I'm going to shout out this week to our listeners actually in the United States of America, which we have more listeners in the US than anywhere, but right now we're also being heard in 18 countries. And usually I shout out another country from around the world, but today I'm feeling inspired to shout out to our listeners in the United States. So we'll be right back with Dave Keenast. And when we come back, we'll talk about coaching. We're going to talk about making choices, and we are going to talk about his podcasts. We'll be right back.
The Men on Purpose podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Men, are you ready to take the leap and go deep to discover the most meaningful mark you can make with your life? Is now the time to consciously craft the legacy life you want to lead? Are you already a legendary leader looking for your big what's next? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to help men just like you to gain clarity, create consciously, and commit courageously. Please visit timetomakeyourmark.com to apply for an invitation-only consultation. Be sure to apply for a consultation today if you have been inspired to receive support in serving your purpose and making your most meaningful mark. Once again, that's timetomakeyourmark.com or click on the link in the show notes for access to the application.
And we are back with Dave Keenest. And I want to give everyone an opportunity to know how to actually connect themselves with Dave. He hosts two podcasts. One is called Fascinating Talks, and the other one is entitled Addiction and Redemption, Awakening to Your Hero's Journey. You can find out more about Dave and all that he's got going on at his website, davekeenest.com. And you spell that Dave, D-A-V-E, Keenest, K-E-H-N-A-S-T.com. And if you look up Dave Keenest on Google, he's the only one. He is one of a kind.
So, one of a kind.
One of a kind. Thank you, Mr. One of a Kind, Dave Keenest, for coming back and being with me here on the show. So one thing that Men on Purpose do, you are a coach, but I also believe that most Men on Purpose that I've talked to also have their own coaches. So I'd love to have you talk to me about, you've already talked a little bit about the value of the programs that you went through to help you transit out of addiction. I'd love to hear you talk to me about coaching in general, like how that has also supported you. And, you know, how you choose your coaches and who you might be working with right now and what you're working on.
You know, I got sober. I was about 2 years sober, and I had gotten this really amazing corporate job. I was blessed by the universe in getting this job off Craigslist one day, and I had actually made up a couple of years. I just made up this fake company, put it on the resume, sent the resume in, thinking nothing, and this guy called me back 5-10 minutes later, a good friend of mine today, and he called me out on the tree. He said, "What happened in these? Tell me about this company." And he knew. He's a smart guy. I know him now. He said to me, "You know, I'm not buying it. I think you made this up, but there's something about you. I'm going to give you a chance." At this time, I'm still on felony probation in Cook County in Chicago. There was something about me that he was willing to give a chance to. And so I showed up every day at that job for 2 years and I gave it my all. I had no sales experience. And I think my first day I had to be at the office at 8:30 a.m. And I think I left my house at like 5:45 or something. I was just so grateful to have this opportunity. And I worked there for 2 years and I did very well. Just from sheer hard work, I'm not a great sales guy, but I just work hard enough that I will close enough deals in the long run. But then what happened was I saw The Secret. I saw the movie The Secret about the law of attraction, and I started like blowing up my sales numbers. I mean, just blowing them out of the water and mystifying my coworkers. And I was just doing the standard visualization stuff. And then I started to ask myself, like there's this power I'm tapping into. Now, what do I really want out of this life? I've come through so much. I have conquered the impossible and I've been given this blessing, but it's just not me anymore. I'm just not a corporate dude. It's not my thing, right? I quit. I sat on the beach in Chicago where I lived in this private beach on Lake Michigan. I spent the summer, it was a beautiful summer, got into some really deep spiritual work and some shamanism. And I was sort of led into coaching. And I found this coach training program as a result of actually a shaman I was working with. She introduced it to me. These were the people that really introduced the concept of like, you can do whatever you want into my head. Like they were just like, what do you want your life to look like? And I was a Lake Michigan surfer at the time. I surfed Lake Michigan in the winter times mostly. And they would ask questions like, how you want things to look in 5 years? I said, well, I'd love to live in California. I'd love to surf the ocean every day. I'd love to have enough freedom to go back and forth between Chicago and California whenever I feel like, and I'd like to have enough money. And that's what I refer to as quote unquote, the big conversation. These people who are masters at life introduced to me my big conversation. I started that program 7 years ago, and here it is. I live in Encinitas, California, and I just got out of the ocean, and I got about 3 or 4 hours of work after we're done with this interview. It all started with people just introducing into my consciousness, like, what do you want? That's it. And that's all coaching is. It's just asking a person what they want. because so few people ever stop to ask themselves that, you know? And it's interesting being a 43-year-old man, I run into a lot of people my age who are just dealing with the typical quote unquote midlife crisis, the existential crisis, the I'm 40 something and what is life? What am I doing? I've been through so much of it blindly and I've got this suburban home and I married this person when I was in my 20s and now I've got these kids and I never asked myself what I wanted.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing about life, it's never too late to ask yourself what you do really want, you know? Yeah. And so the beauty of coaching is introducing people to their big conversation, you know, and oftentimes a person will get enough value out of just a complimentary consultation that's enough to create shifts, whether they hire me or not is irrelevant. So that's kind of what coaching is for me and how I found coaching. I think especially being a coach, it's very important to have a coach or to at least go through periods where you're being coached very intensely by masterful coaches who have had training or have had direct mentoring and are in process around their own projects and who have their own self-awareness and who are getting feedback on the way that they're being and that sort of thing. So I choose all my coaches just by reputation. I'll ask other coach friends who they're working with and I'll sniff around and I'll find out and I'll call a handful of them because all coaches offer complimentary consultations, or most of them do, and just connect. And the one that can show me what's next the best is the one that I hire. And then currently I'm in like this graduate level program. That's called Whetstone, Whetstone, like for sharpening your sword, where we're working with the concept of phenomenon. So who are we as phenomenon on the planet? And it's a really amazing concept to have people wrap their heads around, like I said earlier. So that's kind of where me and my relationship with coaching in general.
Beautiful. Well, I love also that you made a choice. I mean, you continue to be a choice maker from the moment that you chose to go back in June of 2007 into that treatment program to the moment that you chose to go into the coaching world. Choice, again, is another keynote for Men on Purpose. So you also chose to start a podcast. So I'd love to have you talk just a little bit. We only have a few more minutes, but if you'd talk just a little bit about making that choice and the power of choice and what that particular choice has already opened up for you.
Right. Just a side note, I think the single most fascinating aspect of being a human being is the ability to choose. I've heard it said that there are other dimensions where spirits exist that have no choices. They say angels can't choose, they have to serve. And so we as human beings are blessed with our ability to choose and therefore evolve the nature of our spirit via this human experience. That's just kind of a side note on choice in general. And as far as my podcasts go, I went to the New Media Summit. I randomly ended up at this networking event I didn't want to go to in like August. I just dragged myself to it because I said I would go, which is about integrity, doing what you say you're going to do. Do what you say you're going to do if you want to be successful. Another side note. And that's where Steve Ulscher was. He was giving this little presentation to about 30 people, maybe, about podcasting. And I signed up for his event and I went, I met you and I got inspired. I had this crazy story. I've been through this crazy stuff and I had a talk with Steve Ulscher actually. And he said, there needs to be more edginess out there. People need to be owning their stuff, you know? And I saw some people who had some podcasts, so they're really owning some gnarly things that they've been through. And it was like, all right, I got this Mac. It's got the program. The program is called GarageBand. I can get this mic. I didn't have a microphone at first. But I got this microphone for $75 or whatever it costs, and I just started telling my story. And that's the Addiction and Redemption, Awakening to Your Hero's Journey. And that one celebrating, I checked today, 10,100 downloads.
Yeah,
it's cool. In like, I don't know, I started it in October. So do the math. That's amazing. And getting random emails from people who I've never met who just say, thank you for telling your story. Mm. It's really cool having people Facebook message me and say, please release the next episode. Please release the next episode. And I actually just got the last episode was the redemption, that Burning Bish moment is the last episode I released. So yeah, that was the inspiration for that. And you know, that's just kind of like my monologue. That's just my story. And then the Fascinating Talks podcast, that's just, I loved having fascinating talks with fascinating people, really deep, fun, inspiring interviews. The intention is always to connect with the soul of the human being. Mm. And all you got to do is reach out to people you know, and there's fascinating people everywhere. Mm. And just get them to open up. You know, my intention for interviewing is to access the soul. It's really just to have that deep, deep connection with the human. And then, you know, the more you expand outside of what's comfortable, you know, obviously my business grows because I'm becoming a bigger me.
Sure.
And that's just the way it works. I mean, our job, I think, as coaches is to live on the edge of our comfort zone and to push the boundaries of what's comfortable. And that's where the results lie.
Yeah.
And it's our job to model that for the people who hire us.
Sure. Well, you wouldn't be a leader if you weren't in the lead.
Right.
Right. You've got to take the lead.
I like that one. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. All right, Dave Keenast, it has been an enormous pleasure having you on the show. Not only has it been fascinating and educational, it's been really powerful. And I really appreciate you bringing your full presence to the Men on Purpose in our audience around the world. So listeners, we love feedback. Please let us know what you thought of today's show or send in questions and guest suggestions to listeners at menonpurposepodcast.com. We might even give you a shout out on the show. Thanks for tuning in. Keep your ears open. And remember, you are magnificent men.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to review and rate Men on Purpose on iTunes and share with other men who can benefit from today's episode. Men on Purpose is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leader who has made his money and knows that now is the time to make his mark. We welcome your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of each new episode at menonpurposepodcast.com.